Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, I'm excited because while our guests are often from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, we have a guest today who's living in Delaware County, but also working all over several counties. We call it the tri-state area of Philadelphia. The center of that, of course, is Delaware County, lovingly referred to as Delco. Delaware County, Pennsylvania is a small county in Pennsylvania, but the third largest in population, if you can believe that, after Philadelphia County and Allegheny County, which is outside of covering Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh. Today, our podcast episode, which is called the Good Neighbor Podcast, brings to you a good neighbor business, as we often do. But in this case, sometimes I judge these good neighbor businesses by how many neighbors can they be good to? And certainly today, because everybody has cars, we have a good neighbor business joining us. Let me bring to the stage here our guest, Mr. Jose Colmenares. Jose, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Jose, I have to say, in the brief time that we spoke, and our listeners will be hearing it now, sounds like there's a little bit of an accent there, and it's not Delco. It's not that Delco accent that some people mock. It's an attractive accent. You sound like you might speak another language or also be from another country. Are you?
Yes, I'm from Venezuela, and I speak Spanish.
Wonderful. Well, Jose, you're here in America as a business owner. Did you grow up in America? I would think not. You migrated to America as a young man?
Yeah, actually, I came here in 2016, and January 23rd, 2016, actually.
Jose, I mean, congratulations. It's eight years, and your business is pretty well known. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Colmenares is a professional auto detailer. And, you know, most of us who have had cars for years know what that means. It's more than several notches above getting your car washed. I mean, way more. Most of the time when we buy a used car from a used car dealership, they've had the car detailed. And if you're someone who likes clean cars, you know, even getting your car washed regularly, sometimes you've got to just like give it up and turn it over to a professional to get it to that next level. Jose, my understanding about car detailing is that it really is split down the middle with car detailing the interior and detailing the exterior. Is that correct?
Yes.
In your efforts to detail a car, why don't you kind of outline a little bit first what the car owner expects, what kind of expectation they have for you to be able to bring that car around. How many are choosing to have their car detailed just for the exterior, and how many are choosing just for the interior, or both? And help us understand a little bit what you find in your daily business and in detailing cars.
Yeah, well, a lot of our customers, they just want the interior because, you know, they have kids or pets or something like that. And we specialize on interiors and exteriors too. But on interiors, we use a steamer, so that way your car is clean and sanitized at the same time.
So you're not just cleaning the carpets, you're cleaning the upholstery. And even because you're steaming, I mean, it's like even the sides of the doors, the inside doors and all that kind of stuff, everything is getting clean. And sounds to me like it's even getting kind of disinfected too.
Yes. That's why we use the steamer. So because we knock two jobs in one, we clean the car and sanitize at the same time.
Jose, I know from going to car washes, the kind where you can stand outside your car and watch them go through, that there's all kinds of different prices. I don't want to get too much into prices here on this. We might, but what I'm getting at is more so the cleaning. There's cleaning efforts at car washes that, you know, you can just sit in your car and go right through. There's cleaning efforts where you're out of the car, and different price ranges where it might even be a 20-minute wait while they're really cleaning your car. But I'm imagining that this car cleaning that you do could take a few hours to get done. Is that correct?
Yes. When a customer book an appointment, we usually take around 2 hours, 2 hours, 30 minutes, if everything goes well. If we find something that gets in the way, that time increases to up to 3, 4, even 5 hours in just the interior.
Now, just interior, that's amazing. So really, when someone says, I want the interior done, and of course the exterior, it could be definitely 3, 4, 5 hours. So in this case, are they surrendering their car? Are they needing to get dropped off at your place of business?
No, actually we are 100% mobile. So we come to you. We come to the place, to your house, so you don't have to move anywhere. And the only thing we need from you is the key and the car.
Let me understand that. So if I had another car access that day, or I just was getting a car done, you come to me. You actually come to our home or my place of business if I'm working someplace, and you'll bring with you all of the tools and all of the, I guess, water and maybe even electrical power to vacuum and such, and you'll be working offsite with every car that you detail.
Yes, we provide water and electricity. Yeah, we don't need anything else but the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jose Colmenares, who is the owner of a car detailing business called Nice Cars Detail. And it makes sense now, Jose, because great name for a business that makes cars look great and not very nice. But wow, how nice that you actually come to us to clean the car.
Yeah, that's kind of like a relief for the customer. Sometimes they, I need to drop the car and then go back to work. You know what? Go to work and just let me handle your car at your place to work.
Mm. How many would you have multiple crews out working at one time to go to jobs? Is that we're like if I wanted to or do you have to book really early to get you to come out and do my car? How far in advance would we have to book?
48 hours in advance.
Well, you must have several crews out. So what a tremendous business here. Jose, what an amazing opportunity for you to be, I guess, coming to this country and starting your own business. There's a lot of people that wish that they owned their own business, but it takes a lot of effort and a lot of startup, and you're doing it. Are you doing it to support your family? Are you a family man here?
Yes. I recently got married on July 7th last year. My business is like making enough for a living.
That's wonderful. And you know, I know that when people get their car back and it's been detailed, I've had it done several times over the years, but I have to say that I'm always surprised that it's as clean as it is. I mean, I think that the good news about your business is you bring smile to people's face, you know, because they love their car. And now they love it even more. It's like, oh, you know, that's the way you were when I bought you. And it's just loving the work. So you're bringing joy to car owners. But there's a practical side of this too, because you're helping extend the life of a car, which even can save people money if they're wise enough to get their car detailed regularly. But I'll bet that you're also helping people out when it comes time to sell their car too. Can you speak to that a little bit? Have you really heard of times where the detail can add to the sale of the price far more than the price of the detail?
Actually, I have one. I had a customer a few months back. I think it was around December or something, in the cold. But we did his car. He said, I just trying to sell it, and I just wanted the car looks clean. I was like, okay. So we went there. I talked to him. Hey, do you want me to do your exterior? So that way, maybe you can increase the price for your car because the paint will look great. And he gave me the thumbs up. So we went all in. We paint correct the car, buff it out. And actually, he increases the price for around like $2,500 extra.
For that. My gosh. He got $2,500 extra because it looks so nice.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And did were there like kind of you didn't do anything super extra? I mean, interior detail, exterior detail. These days, I see at the car washes that there's special coats and such. I'm trying to understand it. Ceramic coating. Don't know a whole lot about it. Speak to that a little bit. What that is, and do you get involved in ceramic coating at all?
Yes, we actually offer ceramic coatings. The ceramic coatings are a couple of stages, like it's a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 years. Ceramic coating, it's like it goes on top of the clear coat, okay?
And it's so also clear.
Yes, it's also clear. It doesn't matter what color your car is, it's clear. And it helps to protect the clear coat. You know that sometimes when the car gets old, the clear coat start like fading and breaking. You know, well, the ceramic coating helps to prevent that. Mm. And also it prevents for beer drops, protects the clear coat from the UV rays, the flies that crash against your car. They're easy to wipe it off after you ceramic coat your car. And it's protected from the time that I told you.
I can't imagine somebody not wanting that. You've got me interested in wanting to get that because I find that I think I'm disappointed when the car is cleaned and then all of a sudden a weird rainstorm happens or summer bugs, like you say, and maybe even some guy driving by me splashing the car. And you're saying that the ceramic coat would help that come off with the next rain or whatever, that much more easily.
Yes, and actually also it repels the water.
It actually keeps the water off from causing like water stains.
The water spots, yes. It protects the paint for the water spots and it does a lot of great things for a car.
I can see why it does great things, but it sounds like the expert here in auto detailing is also doing great things. I mean, your business is called Nice Cars Detail. And listeners, if you'd like to check out Jose Caminari's website, it's the same as his business name, Nice carsdetail.com. nicecarsdetail.com. Jose, I got to think that you're not just doing cars, right? If we have a pickup truck or a small truck, you'd be willing to detail that as well?
Yeah, actually we do cars, trucks, motorcycle, boats.
Motorcycles and boats.
Yeah, and probably next year we're going to Texas for a training to start doing aircrafts.
Aircraft detailing.
Yes.
Well, that proves it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a professional here that's not just a professional auto car detailer, but ever increasing his knowledge, his learning curve. Coming to you from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, I think your location is where? Ardmore, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And I think that's Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, but all of it's right here on the western suburbs side of Philadelphia. Jose Caminares, congratulations. I mean, you have obviously come to this country and gotten married and started a business. You're really the American dream, as we like to say, in being able to become an entrepreneur and a business owner, now a family man. I think anyone that would be interested in having their car detailed by you could be proud that they're part of the American dream themselves when they come to you and ask you to do your work. Just from hearing you speak about your business, I have every confidence that you're probably one of the best car detailers in our area. And for those of you who are listening and know a little bit about the western suburbs, for Jose's business to be located in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, which is the first kind of stop on the Philadelphia main line, you've heard about that. I mean, it's real upscale. Ardmore, Bryn Mawr, Rosemont, Villanova, you know, yeah. Those towns that are all along the Philadelphia main line, old money, lots of car dealerships and very expensive cars. Jose, for you to start your business on the Philadelphia main line and to be successful, it speaks volumes that your Nice Cars Detail company is probably one of the leading detail companies in the Philadelphia area. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Jose, it wasn't easy, but with hard work and consistency, especially, he got me where I'm at right now.
Turning out beautiful cars all the time. We've given the website, but would you take calls? Would you like to give out a phone number if anyone would like to speak to you?
Yeah, phone number is 484-841-3978.
484-841-3978. I wrote it down because I'll probably call you. I have every confidence that I kind of want to see what my car would look like, not only detailed, but with that ceramic coat painting. I'd like to see, see your work.
I'll help you.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in being able to talk to Jose, you can either leave a message for him through his website, which is nicecarsdetail.com, or call Jose at 484-841-3978. Jose, we call this the Good Neighbor Podcast. It's really good neighbor businesses that are good neighbors to their community. And as I said in the beginning of this call, we all have cars. Some of us have more than one, and we love our cars, and we're frustrated when they're dirty, and we just want to kind of see them back to their glory. And you're doing that for people, and that makes you a good neighbor. So thank you for coming onto our program today, and really just thank you for sharing a lot about what car detailing is and how we're all one step away from having our car detailed. We just have to find the right car detailer, and you obviously are that good neighbor expert car detailer. Thank you for being on our program today, Jose.
No, thank you for having me. And if anyone just want to call to just ask a question, I'll be more than happy to clear your mind and give you kind of like a good information of what you wanted to know.
Great. Thank you. Good neighbor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye, Bob.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gndelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.